What's the impetus behind this event?
Well, the idea is to look at how new technologies, particularly the internet and the cloud, are allowing people to work together in new ways and to actually change the way they work in a rather fundamental way. When I talk to my 12-year-old, she talks about hanging out online. This isn't a tool for her, it's a place. And more companies are creating virtual team rooms in cyberspace where people from 15 or 50 different locations can all gather, share information, participate in simulations, play with data, pull people in from other sites. It's a really dynamic, interesting way to do work that wasn't possible just 5 or 10 years ago.
What's the advantage of bringing all these people together? Because I know I was in college a couple years ago, let's say, and this sort of thought process was just getting started, but you have people, say, in chat rooms or what have you, and the conversation kind of gets garbled. How have things evolved since then?
Well, I think that's the difference now. We used to have these very simple chat rooms where people were just typing away and lots of different comments on lots of different topics were coming up at the same time. Now we have the ability to thread the conversations with virtual worlds like Second Life. You can go in and you can actually gather around images and three-dimensional simulations. You can really focus the conversation and do more useful things. In some cases, you can actually work more effectively online than you could if you were all in the room together in one place.
I understand that this is new, and so obviously new things are oftentimes scary things. In terms of security, obviously this is the federal cloud blog, so in the federal space, there's a lot of information that needs to be shared and discussed, but I think some people are still kind of worried about the fact that, if it goes live online, someone could hack in. Talk a little bit about some of the security issues.
A number of agencies are playing with these technologies inside their own firewall, and we have classified versions of some of these collaboration spaces at the intelligence agencies, State Department, Department of Homeland Security. One of our speakers is going to be from the State Department. He'll be talking about how they're using some very interesting social media tools to reach foreign populations and to communicate about America to citizens in hundreds of countries. So it's something that's not just happening in the research agencies. We also have somebody from DARPA speaking, Norman Whitaker, who was the fellow behind the network challenge. The press called it the Red Balloon Challenge about 2 months ago, where DARPA put up in the sky about 10 large red balloons and challenged groups of online collaboration teams to go find those balloons and tell them where they were. And people were able to use social media to mobilize thousands of people in a single group and gather all this information so that together they could track down these balloons in just a few hours. And it's an experiment. It wasn't going to make anybody any money, but it really showed the dynamics of these groups and how they could organize very quickly, how information flowed, how misinformation flowed. We're also going to have Jeanette Wing, who's the head of computer research at the National Science Foundation, speaking about some of the new research that's being done on next-generation cyber infrastructure, the tools for cloud computing, visualization, video conferencing that will be out there in the real world, in the commercial sector, in 3 to 5 years.
So tell me a little bit about the afternoon sessions, these breakout sessions. If I'm an attendee, what should I be looking for? What should I be expecting from these afternoon sessions?
Well, the morning is going to be panels. And the first panel is about the excitement. The second panel is about the problem. And then the afternoon is going to be specific table discussions around the key technologies and the key barriers to developing these technologies. So we'll talk about what people are doing in online games. We'll look at some of the policy issues related to privacy and security. We'll look at technologies like the semantic web and wireless media. We'll look at crowdsourcing. There's some incredible examples in that area. In the research community, we have astronomers getting average people to get online and help them classify galaxies. Thousands of people analyzing hundreds of thousands of images in a way that could never be done by just skilled professionals, because there aren't enough, and can't be done by computers because it's a complicated process that requires a human eye and a human brain. So these are some of the things we'll be talking about, and at the very end of the breakout sessions, each table will have a chance to share their key findings and their key concerns. And I think that will actually be the most exciting half hour of the whole day, as we highlight those topics that need more attention and share some of the most exciting applications that are going on.
And since this is a cloud computing event and an event, you mentioned crowdsourcing, is there going to be any way to, is there going to be any plans to put, let's say, lessons learned or some sort of data online after this event?
We're certainly going to summarize it. We'll have people tweeting throughout the day, and some of the key talks will be made available by video from the CCT website at Georgetown University.